Oh, okay. So it's a familiar background over there. Yeah.
It's your
Okay. So
seat,
I
Emily.
see. Yeah, exactly. It looked right. So I'd like to welcome Yecheskel Hartman. Aside from his claim to fame in St. Louis for his grandfather's name, as a longtime rabbi in St. Louis, he also won our raffle 2 years ago, and he also spoke, I believe, in June, from when I checked for you. So, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yecheskel Hartman, it's a very big Marvitz Torah in Parakway, Five Towns community. He's really took he shuffled his schedule, worked out his chavrusim, his shiurim to make special time. And aside from, I think you have a whole section on Torah anytime, right? That's it. You still do it? Okay. So I was thinking maybe it might be more Torah any all the time, but with no further ado, we'll listen to Rabbi Yecheskel.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me back. It's a tremendous chizik to see people learning so late at night in St. Louis. Here in New York is even later. I have, as I said last time, I have my roots in St. Louis. My grandfather, Mazadeh, was a rabbi in St. Louis, I believe, close to 20 years. So it's going back there, it's a special thing. So we're going to be Beis Hashem this Shabbos. We're going to be reading in Shul the first parsha of the Arba Parshios that we're going to have throughout the Chodesh Adar. Now, what's the first parsha talking about? Parsha Shkolim? What's a parsha Pshat? Parsha
Wow.
Shkolim? Am Yisrael had to go and bring the Shkolim, the donation to Beis HaMikdash in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So a month earlier, in Rosh Chodesh Adar, right before Rosh Chodesh Adar, there was an announcement. Everybody should bring the money. Now, there's an interesting halacha that Kivehegir brings in Shulchan Aruch that if a kehila forgot to bring Parshas Kolim, to read Parshas Kolim, so then they don't read it again. It's either read it before Rosh Chodesh Adar or you don't read it at all. And the shaila is why not? Why don't you read it later? You want to remind people to give a donation in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So lechur should be reading whenever you can, just to remind people. Obviously, as early as possible is kedai. But if you can do it earlier, if you can't do it as early as possible, do it a little later. In addition, we find that the Gemara brings, again to this year, when you have two others, you have other Arish, other Hashem. So discussion in the Gemara, if you could read Parshas Kolim in the first other, maybe there's a sheet anymore, depends on how Rishayim learn it. It's possible that maybe Parshas Kolim can be read in Chodesh Adar Aleph. If the whole purpose of Parshas Kolim is to get ready for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to be able to get money to Beis HaMikdash, so why do you do it? It should be 1 month before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How's the chance that it should be 2 months before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? We find the Medrash, Medrash Tanchuma brings the Moshe Rabbeinu, every Parsha that he got, he read it, like Torah to Hamisrael. And then when he got the Parshas Kolim, he got very worried. Mr. Chumash says, he said, what's going to happen after I will be Nifter Min Olam? Who's going to be Noiser Rosh Bnei Yisrael? So Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't worry, they'll continue reading Parshas Kolim even after your Ptira. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu so worried about Parshas Kolim more than any other Parsha? And finally, just to end the questions, is with what we have, what Tosis already brings, and we're on the Medrash, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskash of Machzeh HaShekel. It's very difficult for him to understand what is Machzeh HaShekel. Tzilek Shmuel showed him Kemin Matbea Shalesh. He showed him a coin made out of fire. He says, that's what they should give. What's so hard to understand with the Machzeh HaShekel? The Moshe Rabbeinu need help from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to understand what it is. So then to come and answer all these questions, we'll start with one big Yesod that the Vilna Gaon says, Nader Eliyahu. Ramosh Shapir is the Talmud Rebbe, used to quote it a lot. And this is really a fundamental idea, even if you take only this from the Shir. It's a good idea to know. If you don't know this idea, the Vilna Gaon, how he's misader the Arba Parshios, says the following. We know that every Shabbos morning, we mention in Yotzer Oyer four times, four Zman. Depends if you're Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad, do you start with Ein HaRoich Lecha or Ein Ke'er Kecha? But then we say, "In Eretz Hashem Lekeinu Boilam Hazeh, Vein Zul Asul Lekeinu Lechayei Olam Abo, Eves Bil Tucholi Mois HaMashiach, Vein Doyim Lechol Eschias HaMeis." So you have four times they're mentioned over here. Olam Hazeh, this world. Olam Haba, the world to come. Yemoisa Mashiach, and Tchias HaMeis. By the way, it's not in order. Okay, what is the correct order based on the Ramban? We know the correct order is Olam Hazeh, then Koz Mashiach, then will be Tchias HaMeisim towards the end of Yemoisa Mashiach. The Leshem, whose Yotze was this week, was today. Leshem speaks about in length exactly the details when Tchias HaMeisim calls with the Yemoisa Mashiach. And then comes Olam Haba, Olam Haba's the Tachlis. Okay, so why are we not going in order? But there's the four Zman he mentioned. Olam Haza, this world, Olam Haba, the world to come, Yemoisa Mashiach, and Tchias HaMeisim. So to Vilna Goyen, each one of the four parashiyos is connected, corresponds to these four Zman. Let's start from that. Parashas HaKodesh is Loshon Chiddush. We know that that's called Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim was people will come and be Mimischadish, be reborn. That's the fourth Pasha. Pasha's Para is a time of Tahara of Am Yisrael. That's connected to Moshe Mashiach that will bring Tahara to the world. Pasha's Zachor is when you have Mechias HaMolek. When is Mechias HaMolek? When do you have the Shem Shalom, Kisa Shalom? That's going to be in time of Olam Haba. And Pasha Shkolim Zog the Goyen, the Bilni Goyen, Pasha Shkolim was Olam Haba. Connected this. So again, the idea is good idea to know. Arba is not even in the world. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Mishra Shiach, Vitchias HaMeisim, connected the four Pashas of Shkolim, Zachor, Poro, and Achish. We'll focus for today on the Shkolim and Olam Hazeh connection. What does Shkolim have to do with Olam Hazeh? I mean, simple understanding, Shkolim is money. Money has to do with Olam Hazeh. But this Vilna Gaon has explained very well, even though he doesn't mention this Goyen, by Reb Tzodek HaKoyen. Tzodek HaKoyen in when he speaks about Pasha Shkolim, so he says, Dovah Niflah Mori, he explains, what is Shkolim? He says the main part, the main koyach of Yitzhara in the world, what does Yitzhara use? He uses Shkolim, he uses money. That's how he comes and he attracts people from doing what's in Hashem. Someone told me, I have to fight to see the mocker inside. I didn't see the mocker, so I'm saying Piyah Shmuel. I have to see where he got it from. But he mentions, he says with a source, that when it says in the Gemara in Yuma, the Chazal took away the Yitzhara of the Zara, he says he replaced it with the Yitzhara for money. And that is very Matim in Chazal that says that there's two things that you teach Shoshalodo Mechamarato. A person who's Yitzhara, he has to what things? For two things, Gezel and Arayas. Right? They always come together. So Gezel is connected of the Zara, and Arayas connected to Arayas. These are the two main Yitzharas. So says the Tzaddik HaKoyach, in this world, the main influence, main koyach that's pushing is the koyach of money. That's why we're saying in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, say, V'avta Hashem v'kar v'chol v'avcho u'v'chol nafshecho u'v'chol miloidecho. Going to one pshat in the Gemara, chol miloidecho is your money. That's one of the three things, because money is the main essential part here in the world, so you need to connect to Avodas Hashem. We learned that in Masechet Bava Kamma, going in Daf Yomi, going to Mamatzia, the whole Nezikim, throughout down the idea as it's cleared in the last sugis of Maseches Bava Kamma and Nagata. Throughout down, the moment of an Adam is considered to be part of the Adam. It connects with the Adam. There's a way to Hashem. That's why Yaakov Avin went back to Pachim Ketanim, and it says that more learns from there. Mikan she tzadikim mamoinom chaviv aleihem miguf. They enjoy, they are more chavi for them, their money, than their body. What's shat? How can their money be more than the body? But the idea is their money, as the Lecha Mishnah says in the Rambam, the money of Adam is his. He can do whatever he wants. But then a person can go and burn his money. He can't come a tefiyah against a person. The goof of the Adam is not his. The body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for a tzaddik, the fact that his body is Oyved Hashem, of course, Shmuel gave me my body, what am I supposed to do with it? Only Oyved Hashem. But the money, to a certain extent, obviously, that's also coming from Hashem. But the money, at least, al-ponav is something a person did on his own. It belongs to him. If he gives that to Oyved Hashem, my yoker, how much greater this is. Because the money of Adam connects the Adam, becomes part of the whole Mahalach of Adam. Throw down the name of the Ariza. That the word nigle, Lashon Gilu, the word nigle is Rosh HaTevis, Neshama, that's the inner part of Adam. Then around that is Guf, that's the physical body, Around that comes levush, that's the lamet, that's clothing. And around that is what? Heichol, which is the property of Adam. Heichol refers to the bais. And Adam, he represents himself from his neshama out to his guf, to his begodim, mani mechabduse, out to his property, out to his possession. Because a person can connect everything that he owns to his avodah zarah. Says of something, that's the avodah zarah. The avodah zarah is to take the money, the possessions, the materialistic items that we have and connect that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goes on with something and says, Moshe Rabbeinu niskasha v'machtzis ha-shekel. He couldn't understand machtzis ha-shekel. Says him to him, this one was bothering. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you take money, you take material, connected to avodas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is kula ruchni. Doesn't understand what does it mean taking a physical item like the Yitzhar of money and put it to avodas Hashem. So, what did he show him? Says the Medrash, kemin madbeya shalish. He showed him a coin made out of fire. What's a coin made out of fire? So, the Moshe Shapiro, that's how I used to explain, based on this Ritzotik, used to say like this. What's the definition of fire? What does fire do? When fire controls something, that item becomes fire as well. Right? Water doesn't work that way. You have shipwrecks that are in the bottom of the ocean for hundreds of years. But a fire, when it burns something, when it controls something, it becomes fire. Everything that goes into fire turns to be fire. That's the idea of fire. So the Avraham Avinu, he went, how did he megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ra bira delekis. He saw a house on fire. That's when he realized the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. When you see how the whole world could connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how everything can be consumed by the fire of Hashem, that's what you understand as a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything becomes echad. What do they show Moshe Rabbeinu? Can be madbeya shalesh, a coin of fire. A coin, which the whole most of the coin is that it's also fire, also connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the secret, how a person can go and elevate his whole metzias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How even Pachik Tanim, even the Momoinim can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the chiddush of Machtzeh HaShekel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. So he made it without understanding the Tachuma. Once Moshe Rabbeinu understands Matzah Shekel, he says, okay, so if I'm here, I'm going to be the ones who are elevating Am Yisrael. The whole idea of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ruchni part of Am Yisrael. I understand Am Yisrael together with me who can elevate everything. But what happens when you come to after Am Nifter? How Am Yisrael will take that and elevate that? Says the Medrash Tachuma, because Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, they will read Matzah Shekel every year, and that will be the message how they can elevate the materialistic items and bring that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we go back to Chodesh Adar. Because what is the idea of Chodesh Adar? Kedua Sif Chassidim reading really is based on what the Mefarshim say on the Megillah. The Meisoscha says in the Maima Aleph on Chodesh Adar, says, what is all the whole idea of Adar? Nisan is Nisim Gluim. Nisan is the idea that you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him, upon him. Everything is clear. There was the Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf in the month, everything is there. What happened during the month of Adar? During the month of Adar, we don't have any Nisi, we don't have any miracles. We have Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Teva, in nature. As Hasema says, Adar is Lashon Aleph Dar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is living here, in this world. This was connects to the word of Ha'aral and the Chodosh and the Vilna Goyim, beginning of Megillah Sester. They both say, they both point out the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mentioned in the Megillah. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mentioned in the Megillah? So they both say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mentioned in a place, it means that's where you define, Kiyachol, so to speak, where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. There's a Gila, Yud Kei Vav Kei, here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the whole idea of the Megillah is that there's no limitations to Gila HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed everywhere. One human says, Mizmor Layel Sashachar, Mashachar Soif HaLayla, Shachar is the end of the night, Av Esther Soif HaNisim, Esther is the end of the miracles. And Esther, the end of the miracles, she's compared to morning, or she's compared to night. She's compared to morning, says Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, because the morning is when everything is clear the whole time. Night, you need to have flashes of light to see light. When you have Nisim, whenever you have a miracle, that's when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chiddush HaPurim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us the whole time. Chol Mokom Shegol Shechina Imayim, wherever they are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleph Da, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. That's the idea of Chodesh Adar, that's the idea of it. So immediately Nitzvah B'Moed comes out based on the Vilna Gaon and the Tzaddik, they put all together. That Parsha Shkolim is the Agdama to Chodesh Adar. How do you go to Chodesh Adar? I want to come and see a Kodesh Boch in this month wherever I am. Every place in the world is ever Kodesh Boch. What is the one, which Parsha teaches us how everything connects to Kodesh Boch? How we have a Madbeya Shaleish where everything is fire, everything connects? That's Parsha Shkolim. Parsha Shkolim is the Agdama to Chodesh Adar. You missed it, you can't read it again. Says the Gemara, actually, you can read other Aleph, because other Aleph is also another. Yes, we're using that to remind Am Yisrael to bring the money to Beis Hamikdash. But it's not because it's a 30-day before Dafka. There's an Indian here as well, that Lachzah Shekel, the Parsha Shkolim they're reading, is that Gedom L'Chodesh Adar, a person can take whatever he has, everything that he owns, and connect that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he wrote something that we really will take, as the Medrash Tanchuma says, the Parsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, after Moshe Rabbeinu, to connect, to take everything that we have, to connect the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, where everything will become part of Avodas Hashem. Shkach, and thanks again for having me. Kol tov.